We're going into the Old Testament book of Ruth today, and I'm going to start with the very first verse of the whole book, Ruth 1, verse 1. Now, it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and two sons. The book of Ruth opens with a little bit of irony that you wouldn't catch unless you did a little digging into the original language. The story starts with a man named Elimelech, and he lives in the city of Bethlehem, which, of course, is the privileged city where Christ would make his human entrance into our world. And the ironic thing about this story is the fact that a city like Bethlehem is experiencing a famine. Now, what's so ironic about that? It's found in the actual name of the city. The word Beth in Hebrew means house of, and the rest of the word Lechem is a reference to bread. The word Bethlehem, literally translated, is house of bread. The story of Ruth opens with a famine taking place in the house of bread. Now, let's take that concept, a famine in a place of plenty, and let's apply it on a much broader scale. Here in the West, we have one of the highest standards of living in the entire world. We've got just about everything, from a couple of cars in the driveway to climate-controlled homes that would house a lot more than one family if they were transplanted to some of the countries I've visited around the world. Even in spite of economic recession, high gas prices, and rising food costs, we really don't have much to complain about. And chances are, we also all have access to a Bible. In fact, I've been to many homes where people have several copies laying around the house, which means that on top of our abundant material wealth, we also have unlimited access to spiritual resources. The Bible is readily available, and we're pretty much free to worship according to the dictates of our conscience. And there's really nothing standing in the way of a terrific relationship with God. Yet in spite of all that, we are quickly becoming some of the most spiritually starved people on earth. We have everything at our fingertips, but we don't make use of it. Biblical literacy is at an all-time low, and even a lot of church-going people are starting to have trouble finding their way around the basic Bible stories. A few years ago, in fact, I was visiting a church where I asked the congregation what they thought the most popular show on TV was. And they quickly narrowed the list down to three or four programs. They knew what stations carried these shows, they knew the actors' names, and they basically knew the storyline for each of the programs. Then I asked them, where do you find the story of David and Goliath in the Bible? Well, there was this awkward silence as people started to thumb through their Bibles, and it took a long time before somebody found it. It's like a spiritual famine. Right here in the land of opportunity, a famine in the house of bread. And what a shame, because it's utterly unnecessary. Which is just one more reason that right now, you ought to be taking advantage of the rich spiritual diet God has put at your disposal. And I guarantee you're going to find it's just a better way to live.